Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Still the Best Hope, Why the World Needs American Values to Triumph, is a political and cultural argument by conservative commentator Dennis Prager. Rather than presenting a conventional policy program, the book frames world history as a contest among three competing value systems, leftism, Islamism, and Americanism. Prager argues that these are not merely political positions but moral worldviews that shape institutions, personal conduct, and national destinies. The book is written for readers interested in ideology, civic identity, and the future of liberal democracy, especially in the American context. Its purpose is to defend what Prager calls the American Trinity Liberty, values rooted in the creator and the melting pot ideal. Across the book, he contrasts this framework with what he sees as the failures of egalitarian collectivism and religious authoritarianism, making the case that American values remain the most humane and workable foundation for a good society. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the book treats ideology as a struggle between three competing moral systems. The central structure of the book is its claim that the future of civilization depends on a choice among three incompatible value systems: leftism, Islamism, and Americanism. Prager does not describe these as narrow party labels or temporary political fashions. He treats them as comprehensive moral frameworks that answer basic questions about human nature, justice, freedom, and social order. This is what gives the book its force and also its polemical edge. By organizing the world into three alternatives, Prager simplifies a complex political landscape into a moral comparison. That approach allows him to argue that societies do not merely differ in economic policy or constitutional design. They differ in the values they reward and protect. The book's recurring move is to identify the underlying principles behind public outcomes, which is why it reads more like a civilizational manifesto than a campaign-style argument. Readers are pushed to think in terms of first principles rather than isolated issues. Secondly, leftism is presented as a moral system that sacrifices liberty for equality. Prager's critique of leftism is one of the book's main pillars. He argues that left-wing ideology promises compassion and justice, but ultimately fails because it tends to prioritize equality of results over individual liberty. In his account, that emphasis leads to coercion, resentment, and the erosion of personal responsibility. He also portrays leftism as a stealth religion, meaning that it functions as a belief system with moral claims, rituals, and assumptions about human beings, even when it presents itself as merely pragmatic or compassionate. This framing is important because it lets Prager challenge the cultural authority of left-leaning institutions such as media and academia, which he believes normalize its assumptions. The argument is not only that leftist policies are ineffective, but that the underlying moral order is flawed. For readers, the practical implication is that debates about redistribution, social justice, and equality are really debates about whether freedom or outcome-level sameness should define a good society. Thirdly, Islamism is criticized as incompatible with a free and prosperous society. Another major strand of the book is Prager's critique of fundamentalist Islam, which he says cannot produce a good society. He distinguishes between Islamism as a political religious force and the possibility of an open, tolerant Islam, especially among faithful American Muslims. That distinction matters because Prager is not simply rejecting all Muslims or all religious expression. Instead, he is arguing that a civilization ordered by religious authoritarianism and political absolutism cannot sustain liberty, pluralism, or stable civic life. In the book, Islamism functions as the second alternative to Americanism, and it is evaluated through the same moral lens as leftism, whether it protects human dignity, individual freedom, and social trust. Prager's treatment is direct and unapologetic, which explains why the book has been praised by readers who value candor and criticized by others as overly categorical. Still, the core analytic point is clear. He sees societies fail when religious claims become a total political program, rather than a source of personal faith and moral discipline. Fourthly, the American Trinity is the book's positive answer to cultural conflict. The book's constructive center is Prager's defense of the American Trinity Liberty, values rooted in the creator and the melting pot ideal. He links these ideas to the inscriptions on American coins Liberty, In God We Trust, and E Pluribus Unum. This symbolism is not decorative in the book. It becomes evidence that America's identity rests on a coherent moral foundation. Liberty protects the individual, creator-rooted values give moral meaning and limits to freedom, and the melting pot ideal holds diverse people together through shared civic allegiance rather than ethnic uniformity. Prager argues that this combination is rare and historically productive because it balances freedom with moral order and unity with diversity. Unlike systems that seek sameness through state power or cohesion through coercion, Americanism is presented as a flexible but durable civic model. The book uses this framework to defend not only the United States as a nation, but also the broader claim that other countries can learn from its principles if they want stable freedom rather than ideological conformity. Lastly, the book is as much a cultural warning as it is a defense of American identity. Beyond its specific comparisons, the book is a warning that civilizations weaken when they lose confidence in their own values. Prager argues that Americans need to relearn and recommit to the principles that made the country successful, because cultural self-doubt leaves room for ideologies that promise moral certainty at the expense of freedom. This gives the book a forward-looking purpose. It is not just explaining current political disputes, but urging readers to recognize a civilizational crossroads. The emphasis on exportable values also sets the book apart from narrowly nationalist writing. Prager does not present Americanism as a private local tradition only for one nation to preserve. He presents it as a model other societies can adopt if they want to build a good society. That claim gives the book its ambition and its controversy. It also explains why the book appeals to readers who want a clear, value-driven defense of liberal democracy, and why it frustrates readers who prefer more pluralistic or less ideological analysis. In conclusion, Still the Best Hope is best suited for readers interested in conservative political philosophy, cultural criticism, and the moral foundations of public life. It will be most useful to those who want a forceful defense of American civic values and a direct challenge to left-wing egalitarianism and religious authoritarianism. The book offers intellectual benefit by giving readers a simple but highly structured way to compare competing worldviews. Even if they do not agree with Prager's conclusions, it also helps clarify how arguments about freedom, equality, religion, and national identity can be understood as deeper questions about moral order. What makes the book stand out in its category is its civilizational framing. Rather than focusing on elections, legislation, or short-term policy disputes, it asks what kind of value system can actually sustain a good society over time. That broad lens, combined with its unapologetically clear advocacy of the American Trinity, gives the book a distinctive place among modern conservative arguments about culture and politics. If you would like to support Dennis Prager, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.